The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 7 tips to avoid making a bad real estate investment. But before we get started, hey, I just want to touch base with you guys, as always, just to encourage you. Great quote I came across, and it says, "Patience, persistence, and perspiration make an unbeatable combination of success." And I really believe that is true. You know, I've been doing this show for, 3 years plus now, and talk to, I don't know how many different people, just amazing mix of people that are so talented and skilled and successful in real estate investing. And one thing that really seems to always stand out is that those that just do the best, those that really have just crushed it in terms of real estate investing, is that they have never given up, that they have stayed just focused and directed. And some of them have just lost everything and managed to rebuild that from nothing. Some started with nothing, with no experience or anything, and just plowed forward and just kept trying and kept trying and kept trying until they were able to accomplish their goals. And I just believe that's true, is that it's so easy to get discouraged. I'll tell you, I have had my share, especially 2019. I had a lot of challenges there. And I am I'm so pumped for 2020. I'm excited about it. And I think that there's a lot of great things ahead. But I'll tell you, you know, there are those times where you just, and I know there'll be those similar things happening in 2020 too that are going to be a little bit challenging, but I'm not going to give up. I'm sticking with it, and I have to re-engineer and re-change. As if you've listened to the last couple of weeks, some of the things that I'm doing to try to make my focus even sharper and more directed, and you can do the same thing. So I just want to encourage you to just keep plowing forward. Don't get discouraged. You're going to get there. You're going to get there. A couple of quick tips for the week here. A 3-minute rental property analyzer. Now, anybody that's been to our website probably knows about this, because I think it's a pop-up there that just pops up and says, hey, you know, the free rental property analyzer. And it's actually a good little tool. It allows you to look at a lot of different properties, plug in the data, and actually be able to, you know, analyze them together. And it uses a lot of just very quick analyzing formats, you know, like using the 1% rule and the 50% rule on expenses and things like this, which you can adapt it yourself. It's just an Excel spreadsheet where you can actually change the formulas if you want to. But the idea is you'll see things that'll surface up when you look at a lot of properties, and those are the ones you want to like start digging a little bit deeper into. And then you'll do some the in-depth analysis. But it's a great tool, especially if you're, you know, you're on online, you're going on, you know, LoopNet, you're looking at all kinds of properties listed and unlisted, and you're plugging them in, plugging in the data. It's a great way to just kind of look through them. Another quick tip I didn't throw in, but, you know, I don't know those listening, if you all know that we have a weekly newsletter, and our newsletter goes out to quite a few people, so everybody listening may get it, but it's also a good way to just to be able to know what shows you may have missed or what topics. You know, we have our Monday show, which is an interview of guests, and then we have Friday where I'll zero in on key topics. It's just me, and then we also have a blog that I have articles all the time, most of which I write, but there's also contributing folks that also plug in there too. So there's a lot of content. The newsletter is just a way to just summarize what content has come up that week, and you know, you may have missed something, so it's a good idea to get on. The newsletter also has other stuff and other special announcements. We you know, books that I think are especially good I feature there, and we even have a link there if you're interested in getting involved with our investor list as well. So there's other things on there. So if you're not on the newsletter, you could either just, you know, send me an email, you know, at bill@olddogsreinetwork.com, or just go to the website, and it usually pops up to get on there. If not, you'll see a little box up in the corner. I think it says newsletter, that you can subscribe if you're not a subscriber. Anyway, on to our topic here. It's called 7 Ways to Avoid Making a Bad Real Estate Investment. And I'll tell you, this is the thing that for me, I wish I kind of knew at least some of these tips before I got started, because I've you know, definitely had some choice properties that have been a struggle and have been tough. And I think if I would have done some of these things that are pretty simple, but things that you can keep in mind as you're looking to pick up new properties. You know, bad deals are happen to, you know, can happen to anybody. And a lot of people, if you're an active investor, you're going to have that bad deal that's going to come up here or there. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of, you know, novice investors, like I was when I started, you know, fall into the trap, whether it's a lack of due diligence or overinflated numbers from the seller. You know, things can often go wrong, but thankfully there are just as many good deals out there if you can find them. So this is just a good little guide just to help you to avoid those things. So 7 tips. Number 1, find the right neighborhood. Really a key thing. You know, you can, some parts of the country where you may invest, you may invest in your own neighborhood, you may invest in an area you know well, but finding the right neighborhood is really key. And of course, everybody says location, location, location. Well, the worst neighborhoods will typically offer sort of subpar occupancy rates, poor rent growth, and low appreciation. Those are the kind of things that will surface there. This all compounds to create an unfortunate situation for investors. You may struggle to find tenants, charge reasonable rent rates, or even resell the rental property for a profit. So don't let low price tags fool you into thinking you're automatically getting a great deal. You know, you may look at, whoa, look at, I got a cash on cash return of 20% or something. Well, dig deeper. You know, you really want to make sure that this is a good neighborhood, which is key. Every real estate investor needs to study up on the neighborhoods that they plan to invest in. Because if you buy a rental property in a bad neighborhood, there's not much you can do to salvage that. You're not going to pick up that house and move it, right? Most of them aren't worth that much. It probably costs more to move them than it would to buy the house. Investment properties don't exist in a vacuum, and the real estate market trends within a neighborhood have a huge impact on the success of your investment. Performing your due diligence by studying the neighborhood is a great way to avoid bad real estate deals. And you can find out a lot of these things. There are some great online information there that can talk to you about what occupancy rates are, or rent growth, or appreciation. All those things you can find just doing your own research. Okay, number two, check your cash flow. One thing that catches a lot of real estate investors by surprise is cash flow issues. If you end up with a bad rental property, your income might struggle to catch up with your expenses. To avoid a bad real estate deal, make sure to study up on your cash flow before purchase. You'll need to take an exhaustive look at every cent that has to be spent on the rental property to avoid any surprises. Thereafter, work on maximizing the avenues wherein the same property can generate income. If you can guarantee positive cash flow, you're on the tail of a good real estate investment. By using a real estate investment calculator, you simply process this information, put it together, and you compile all of your expenses, your mortgage interest, maintenance costs, upgrade costs, and others. And if the calculator, hopefully the calculator will provide you with the information regarding it, whether it's going to be a negative cash flow based on the rental income estimates, whether it's going to be a positive. And if it's a positive, is it going to meet the goals that you're setting out? So the best real estate deals will provide investors with a very strong cash flow. And you know how we feel about cash flow is king here at the Old Dogs REI Network. And understand that cash flow right up front. Look for surprises, especially little hidden things that could just shave off that cash flow. Number three, have ample reserves. And this is one I didn't know very much about when I got started. I didn't realize that even though I was buying some older properties here, that there are those hidden things that can start shaving away at your cash flow if you don't have that reserve. Now, if you have a reserve and you keep replenishing it, this can be a means to keep your cash flow more consistent. Boom, if there's something you didn't expect, bam, you can just get hit. Something happens and can wipe out even a year's worth of cash flow overnight. That's happened to me too. It's just crazy because sometimes, you've got a mortgage involved, you've only got a couple hundred, dollar spread there. And if you have a air conditioning unit or a condenser that breaks, boom, that could just wipe out that cash flow for the year. If you're not anticipating, you're not doing maintenance, you're not doing a lot of key things that you need to do. But there's also things like extended vacancies where you're wondering why can't I find anybody, and it could go up months sometimes. Broken water heaters, weather damage, hailstorms. One property I bought, they just replaced the roof on it because a hailstorm had just devastated the roof. Plumbing. Wow. I mean, having to replace an entire plumbing system is crazy. And then you've got those tenants from where that are just that for some reason just love to damage property, and their deposit won't cover it. And unless you want to take them to court, you're going to have to deal with it. Or heaven forbid, you get black mold and you have to do the remediation. And that's crazy expensive. And then you have typical things too, like property tax increases or insurance increases, those types of things. So a smart landlord should always have that untouched cash reserve equal to at least what I would recommend 6 months worth of regular expenses. So whatever it costs to operate that, including your mortgage and property taxes, etc., lawn care, repair, maintenance, whatever that amount is, you should have that times six in an account that you don't touch unless you have to. Number four, perform a real estate return on investment analysis. First thing you should do when you're looking at properties. A lot of beginner investors get into bad real estate deals because one simple reason, not running the right numbers. When it comes to making an investment, properties for sale need to be evaluated very thoroughly. The worst investment property is one that provides a low return on investment. So thankfully, there's a lot of free online stuff that you can tap into. And by performing an investment property analysis, you can mitigate a lot of this risk. Now, Bigger Pockets is one of my favorite places to go to. There's primarily for the networking. I love to be able to contact people and make new contacts on there. But it also has some great resources. I'm a pro member, and I really enjoy it. I guess they've got a new category called, I don't know, there's something beyond pro, but where you can actually, you know, you can use these analyzers that they have, these great things that will even generate reports for you. It's just fantastic. And it's free, but there's a limit on how many you can use for free. But if you become a pro member, which I think is well worth the investment, you can access them as often as you need. And, you know, it calculates all the numbers you need to come up with a holistic view of your return on investment. These tools really make research so much easier. You could do your own spreadsheets if you want to, but there's some great tools out there that you can already tap into that can help you out to a high degree in terms of finding your return on investment. The other thing is called premium membership. Yeah, there's pro membership and premium membership. I don't really know the difference in cost or anything like that, but with those, you can get unlimited reports. I think it's a fantastic way to avoid, you know, just getting into a bad deal is if you can do a good, thorough analysis. And they have all the categories. You can plug in all the details, things you might not have even thought about. Number five, know the market value, okay? And as a beginner real estate investor, there's a good chance you may fall into this trap of sort of overpaying. There can be often, you know, quite a large rift between the listing price and the market value, as a property seller may overestimate the value, or they may jack up the value so that they'll come down to market. One of the best things you can do in this regard is just to study your real estate comps. Comps are properties of similar specifications that have been sold in that area within a comparable region that have sold in the more recent months. You don't want to go too far back. You want to look at what current rates are. And this data can go a long way to informing whether your selected property is overpriced or hopefully you're getting it underpriced. To avoid real estate deals gone bad, a real estate agent can also be very helpful in these cases. Now you can go on Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, kind of try to put together your own comps that might not be as good as, let's say, going through the MLS if you have access, or having a realtor draw up some comps for you. If it's a commercial property, it's a little bit different, and it's best probably in that case is to work with a commercial broker. Number six, conduct a home inspection. Now, I've talked about this on this show before. In fact, we had a little an inspector as a guest, and he talked a lot about that. And I've talked about it on this Friday show, too, Fun Fact Fridays. But hands down, this is the best way to avoid a bad real estate deal, is to really have a thorough inspection before you buy. Without a proper inspection, there's a real risk you may end up with a lemon of an investment property. Inspections come in many different forms and can vary in quality quite significantly depending on the provider and the selected services. In a majority of cases, home inspections or property inspections, if it's a commercial property, will cover things like looking at the mechanicals, the electrical, wiring, plumbing, insulation, foundation of the property, and a whole handful of other features. This is already a great step towards avoiding a bad real estate deal. A lot of the stuff that happens to people is after they go through and either it wasn't found in the inspection, which probably would have meant you had not a very good inspector, but generally they do come out an inspection, and in a basic inspections, they don't typically cover things like asbestos and sprinkler systems and additional facilities, things like this. But you can have other people that can do more of a holistic kind of service for you. Or sometimes you can bring in specialists if you're concerned about a particular aspect. There are those that also will look at like your soil content, things like that, to make sure there aren't underground, previous underground oil storage or gas storage, things like that, that can really be dangerous. So you want to, you know, try to avoid getting a place that that will have these sort of hidden things that only really a proper inspection can find. Also, you know, don't forget to check too if your property is in a flood zone. That is a thing that has hit a lot of investors, and maybe it might have been in a flood zone or didn't know it was in a flood zone because maybe it's only once every 100 years that they've had an issue. But you want to know, because you want to know, where are you if you're buying this at year 99 here? That information is available online at no cost. You just have to be able to, you know, go to that. And I can't think of the name of the particular, I should probably have that information, but site where you can, you know, put in a property or its GPS and find out if it's in a flood zone. And number seven, contingencies to make sure you have an out. So if you've gotten yourself into a bad real estate, fear not, there is a way to get out of it. And that is if you have put the proper contingencies into your real estate contract or agreement. Contingencies are clauses that you know, you write into your documents, you know, as you, when you sign, you know, for this property, when you do the contract, basically, you know, prohibit such things as the transfer of liens or getting stuck with deferred capital expenditures, things that that should have been disclosed by the seller. So but putting the contingencies in there, it just protects you. It's, if one or more of these contingencies is violated, you have the right to back out of the deal. You get your earnest money back, and you're free. So in the majority of cases, you'll be able to exit a bad real estate deal if the property does not pass a home inspection, which is true, or things that are discovered in the inspection are things that the sellers were not willing to cover. And that happened to me on a deal I shared here. I don't know, it's been over a year, on a 61 unit apartment that had a lot of things that were disclosed in the inspection that the seller was not willing to even meet halfway on. So, you know, that was our out on that one, because we didn't want to get stuck with a whole bunch of deferred capital expenditures. Finally, before negotiations, you might want to consider an appraiser. Now, generally that is what's provided if you're funding this, but you know, it'll be a part of the package that your lender will insist on. But if you can hire an appraiser just for your own peace of mind, that will also help you in terms of the value of the property. Real estate appraisal can be a great negotiating tool during pending sales that would allow you to reduce the price or otherwise break off the deal entirely. Many real estate deals gone bad could have been saved with a proper appraisal. Well, just to kind of summarize, you know, real estate investing gone bad can be a huge detriment to any investor's career. But following these, you know, key tips, you'll know how to avoid a lemon. Finding good real estate deals depends pretty heavily on conducting the proper due diligence, using the right tools, and making sure you have an easy exit if things should go south. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled 7 Tips to Avoid Making a Bad Real Estate Investment. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.